views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. I've been traveling around the globe sharing life-transforming information and meeting some very cool people along the way, and it's my pleasure to share this inclusive information with you and to provide you with an opportunity to call in and receive energetic shifts and creative solutions to your problems with my favorite energy practitioners, Mark Kettenbach, who is co-founder of our Energetic Upgrade Seminars. You can find information about that at energeticupgrade.com. Talented energy mover and musician, Phil Free, my good friend, Mr. Leroy Malouf of Energetic Wellbeing Process, Karen Campbell-Benton from Intuitive Living, geneticist turned epigeneticist Sharan Sirdar. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. On today's show, I have Mark back with me because Mark is here from Germany right now. And he and I are teaching a seminar in Vancouver this coming weekend on June 12th, 13th, and 14th. And I have been working with Mark for over 5 years now. We met at a seminar 5 years ago, and we both have been working with each other to maximize our potential and to learn new skills and to kind of push each other to greater heights. And so when we go out and share information with people, that we're always wanting to have better and better information, or in some cases more clear information. Mark is has many modalities under his belt, and he's co-founder of Nice to Have and Boosting Intentions format. He is the co-author of the book Boosting Intentions and also of his Nice to Have book, which just came out and has been on the Amazon bestseller list for quite some time now. Mark likes having fun while learning and has a unique way of teaching people the ideas of reality steering. He wants each and every one of us to find our passions in life. And Mark's claim is, we do voodoo. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am, Colette. Hi.
Hi.
I'm next door, actually.
Yes. It's so awesome to have you in Canada.
It's nice to be here again. I love it.
Yeah, we're not getting much sleep these days because we're like, you know, we've been really shifting a lot of energy.
And that's true.
Yeah, yeah. And just being like getting ready for a seminar. Let's talk about that a little bit. What happens?
Oh, yeah. We'll be there next week. There's the Get to Know evening on the 10th, right? That's Wednesday night. And the tickets are still available. And then we'll have Friday half a day and Saturday, Sunday the whole day. So it's a 2.5 day event, which I can highly recommend because it will help you. We'll give out, and that's what I'm browsing my head right now a lot, is how to structure that people will have something after those 2.5 days. They 100% know they can do it. They 100% know when to do it, and they can incorporate it into their day-to-day life. I mean, that's the most important thing. I can't even put my finger on it enough, because a lot of people learn techniques and they might be even be get better at it slowly, but then they, if they don't use it, if they don't get into the habit of thinking about that they could solve that situation right now, then they're just not going to make it ever to the point where they are unconscious competent about it.
And see, like driving. Unconscious competent. Explain unconscious competent.
Okay. Well, let's do the follow example. My grandma used to bake the best cake, Kirschtorte, there is. And up till now, people didn't know that she even did that. So once you know, you're conscious incompetent, because you know about it, but you never tried it. You don't know how it tastes. You don't know how it's been done and all that. So once you then start to taste the cake, or you start baking it, or that's with everything. You could use car driving. Doesn't matter. Once you do it and get yourself into it, then you get conscious competent. But that doesn't do you no good in the long run, because you always still have to think about it. You can't drive a car while thinking about what gear you have to put in, or where's the gas, where's like the designer and all that. So after quite some time, you invested into it, you will be able to pick it up on an unconscious level, meaning you're unconscious competent then about it. And that's what people have to know, that they are unconscious competent about using the tools we teach them, so they really, really do it. And only if they start doing it on a day-to-day basis, they can go where people want to go when they come to our seminars, because they want to know how to steer their reality, how to shift stuff, and how to get closer to what they want each day, and how to get rid of stuff that bugs them.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's like, you know, many people out there that are listening, you know, this is an audience that, you know, is aware. And many of the people listening right now are people that are, you know, they've devoted time to that, to taking maybe different modalities. And I consider modalities, different energy programs that people can take, courses they can take, to be like tools. And you can have a lot of tools in your tool belt, but, you know, you want to know which tool to pull out at the right time. And between you and I, we have a lot of modalities under our belts between the two of us. And plus we every day we're always searching for ways to get better and faster at clearing energy. And then also being able to explain to other people how to do it, so that they can pull their tool, like give them simple tools that are easily usable in everyday life. And as you said, that is the most important thing. You can have all the knowledge in the world. If you don't put it to use, if you don't put the tools to use, it's just like a bunch of tools laying around. Have you ever noticed that if you have a shovel and you've got a pile of dirt to shovel and you just put the shovel in the dirt, it doesn't do it.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people in the scene, or people might not even have been to a seminar, they always like looking for a quick fix. But even if they get it, most of the times they don't do it. So what can people expect of their, it's called Relationship Rescue, the seminar. And it's all about your relationships. But you have way more relationships than you thought you have. The first and foremost of all, the most important one is with yourself.
Absolutely.
And if you start loving yourself, accepting yourself, and be okay with yourself, and even beyond that, then you can attract a partner that fits to yourself. How do you expect anyone else to love you if you don't do it? That's a hard task. So also cover, right, relationships in terms of their spouse, or their, like, their loved ones, their family.
Relationships to money. Relationships,
finances,
to career.
Right,
career. Yeah, all of that. A lot of times people don't realize that they do have a relationship with all these things. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. My guest today is Mark Kettenbach from Germany. And when we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Thank you. each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit atozenmeditation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Say you will, say you won't. Make up your mind tonight. Say you do, say you don't. Wanna be mine.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Mark Kittenbach. Before we continue, Mark, just share your contact information with everyone.
Oh, I love to do that. It's www.markkettenbach.com, or you can find us both under energeticupgrade.com and on Facebook, of course.
Awesome. And, you know, I just wanted to let the listeners know that I consider Mark to be one of the greatest gifts that I have received in moving forward in this work and just having you as a friend and all of that. It's been really cool. And
oh my God, now you make me blush.
But it's true because there's, you know, you and I have talked a lot about why do we even do these seminars? and you know, what is the point of it? And you know, why there's all these people searching for answers and looking for wanting to improve their lives, wanting to improve their children's lives. You know, and you know, you and I just both feel the same way. We love to share this information with people. We love to shift energy for people and kind of show people through example how to do it. And I'm not saying an example of how to live or anything like you and I both know we have. Some people say, oh, I don't want to go out there and share information like this because I'm not perfect yet myself. Well, you know, this journey in life that we call, well, this journey we call life is an imperfect, perfect journey.
That's so true. If you wait for perfection, you're never going to leave the house.
Exactly. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819 if you have an issue or something that you would like to work on, something that's bothering you. Mark and I would be happy to shift that for you. And in the meantime, I was thinking, Mark, just talk a little bit about, you know, maybe a tool that people could use.
Oh, sure. Sure. I was about to say real quick that at the seminar, 2.5 days, we're going to correct people. While Colette is talking, I'm correcting. While I talk, she's correcting. We'll do group corrections. We'll get them out individually. What do I mean by doing correction? Meaning that we constantly check everybody and the whole group. Where are energetically where are they energetically not aligned? And we correct that so they are aligned with certain things. And all of a sudden, stuff in life gets way easier or just comes around the corner. What you've been waiting for, maybe like say for years or days or whatever, since it is, if energetically everything is in line with what you want, you'll get it. And we'll also talk with people about how to steer reality. And the cool thing is you meet a bunch of people who are on the same track, who think alike. You can exchange your data and stick in contact and help yourself getting in the habit to become life livers, so to speak. I think it's very important that people understand the most important thing about life is to dedicate yourself to live, to get good in it, not just to go to work all day. Most people go to work because they have no other idea of making money. But once you start your journey, you'll find out what has really been meant for you, and you will get paid for that sooner or later because it is what fits to you. And one of the things, the tools you mentioned, you can look up on our website. If you go to energeticupgrade.com, you can fill in your name and your email, and you get 3 videos for something we will also teach at the seminar, or we teach even more than that, of course, the I don't care switch. There will help you to install a physical switch by pressing your thumb and your middle finger to your spiritual finger, right? Lass mich in Ruhe finger, would be said in German. But okay.
Oh, you mean when you're stuck in traffic?
Yeah, right.
Okay, I understand.
The traffic finger. You push those two together, and you realize what once you've done, what we'll be teaching you there is that your emotions, whatever it is, kind of fade out and get less. So it's a switch to switch off emotions you don't like. So that's why we call them the I don't care switch, which is very good because imagine how many times a day you get like into situations you don't like, and then you get triggered by stuff and you get either angry or sad or something. It wouldn't be nice to have a switch and you just push and it gets less, gets to a point where it even fades out and it's gone. And of course, like every stuff a human being is learning, you have to do it by repetition. And if someone on that planet told you, oh, you just can just do it, and it's true. Sometimes people get in a state where they just be able to download information from a life or a part of their lives, maybe even in the past, where they just like knew how to do it. But for most of us, it's repetition that builds it up. So once you have a switch and you use it, it's going to get stronger, stronger, stronger. At the beginning, you might... If you're angry 100% and you push the switch, you'll be only angry 50%. And then you realize, whoa, next time it only comes down right away to 10% and stuff like that. So that's really interesting.
And that's a big thing because you and I were talking about this early this morning, actually, about motivation and how a lot of times people push themselves through motivation. And motivation is important. Having said that, motivation has like what I call a shelf life of 3 years. That's why most businesses fail after 3 years, is because if you're pushing yourself and pushing yourself, you have finally become exhausted. And the problem is that when people are pushing themselves and, you know, you reach a, you have some growth and then you reach a plateau. And then it's kind of like, oh, you're at the plateau and everything's going really well, but you're going to start to grow again. And then problems come up. And this happens in relationships at work. This happens in relationships with your money. This happens in relationships with your lover, where all of a sudden something comes up and you think, gee, I thought I already had dealt with that. I didn't think I was going to have to deal with that again. But that's not real life. And so generally, when people are shifting into a better reality, there's going to be some discomfort at times because it's rare, very rare, for a person to push themselves to excellence when they're comfortable. It's usually, you may have noticed that, right? And I just wanted to also point out to the listeners that when we say that we are correcting energy, we don't mean that the energy is right or wrong or that it's positive or negative or it's good or bad. It is just that the person in that moment is not in alignment with what they're saying or doing or what someone's saying to them or an action that they're about to take. And if they go forward with that action and they're not in alignment with their energy and it's weak, then what happens is a lot of difficulties challenges will present themselves, and it can be very discouraging for people. If you realize that when we say that an energy is weak, it doesn't mean you are weak as a human being or as a person or that you don't have the skills. It just means that your energy is not in alignment with that at that time. And when you clear those blocks, what happens is things start being able to fall into place again. And so, you know, there is no magic pill, but I think of it as a roller coaster where you're on the ride and, you know, you're chugging up to the top and you're really like, oh my God, I'm going to go back down. And you're anticipating the drop. And then as soon as you get to the drop, there's kind of like a sense of relief because like, oh, I made it through that. And then there's another loop to contend with. And sometimes when you're on the roller coaster, you want to yell at the controller to let you off. But there is no letting you off. And then at other times, you know, you get off the ride and you go purchase another ticket and say, I want to go again. And so this is how life is. And so, as you said, there's no magic pill. But when we have tools and we start noticing what whether our energy is in alignment or not, and we shift it or correct it, what happens is we remove the blocks and we allow ourselves to move forward with more ease and actually way more fun too.
That is true. Also, imagine if people will just snap their fingers and they would get what they want, that would be nice for, like, if you think about it in the short term, you're like, that's what I want. I'll just go like this. I got $1 million. Joke. I got this. I got this. I got the house, the woman, the whatever I want. You know what? You snap your finger for a day and then what?
You sit
around and look for something that challenges you.
Yeah.
So it is very, very, very important to understand that a dual world is all about resistance and relief all the time. You can't evaluate something and you can't be proud of it and you can't be happy with it if it's just like this, because then you didn't do anything for it. I see that with a lot of people. If they always talk about, oh, I want to have it in ease, I want to have it. Well, if they would, then it would be of no good for them. So what they're really saying is, I want to have the feeling I can get it. I want to have this feeling once I got it. And I want to do a little bit or some amount of effort for it so I can afterwards feel that I've done something and really have a reason to be happy about it.
Absolutely.
And otherwise, it doesn't do you any good. And that's what it's life all about. It's about experiencing, about setting a goal you really want, and then hold your mind onto what you want, and then experience how you shift the obstacles out of the way on your journey of getting this. And that's
okay.
The whole fun part.
Yeah, we need to go to break now. I am Colette Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com on social media, Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touch.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio. And here's your tip of the day. Standing in your power should be the greatest thing in the world. Why isn't it? When I ask you to bring an intention you have up before you, something so true and important to you, and you begin to shift toward it, you suddenly realize you're opening your heart and energy in a direction and turning your back on something else. They can be past choices, people, and circumstances you've tolerated for a very long time. In that moment, you do realize how truly powerful you are and that you can do this. But you also realize you might risk something you're not certain you're ready to let go of. Let's give ourselves the gift of our own power. Let's learn to not be afraid of it. Join me on my new show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Mark Kettenbach here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Mark, I received an email from a mom who wants some corrections, but she can't be on the radio show right now.
Okay.
For the last 12 days, her entire family has been, like, one after the other sick. Throwing up, earaches, all of that, one after the other. And she would like some relief. She's tired of cleaning up after them.
Okay.
The stomach flu thing, you know?
Okay.
And so, and she says, how much is that bothering her? 1,000 out of 10. after wiping up after people for 12 days, I can imagine.
Yeah, I'm getting she's not strong to having everybody home, actually. She's strong to the family, but not, but only for 3 hours a day. If all of them there are more than that, and she gets kind of like, it gets on her nuts. So let's make her strong to that. Also to deciding that they, most of the times they can take care of themselves and she doesn't have to do that job anymore. But if she's not taking care of them, then she kind of like goes weak into this whole thing, being a bad mother, and I don't know. Does she work, or is she managing the home?
That's the thing. Like, it's hard to work when you have kids home from school. Every parent out there knows what that's like. Like, you get up to go to work in the morning, and you've got someone, you know, throwing up, diarrhea, you know, a little one. It changes your day quick. Because then you can't take them to the sitter. You can't, you know, all of these things. And so they can't go to school. So then someone has to stay home with them. And, you know, then you get behind in your work. And it's like, and a lot of people out there that are listening understand this. If you have children, like, sometimes these things happen. But, you know, regular everyday life goes on and you have to kind of deal with it. So I was picking up a weakness, like you hit it, the nail on the head with all of that. It feels like we just strengthen all the moms out there and the dads out there that are in this situation. Like, there's nothing that creates more of a helpless feeling in people as watching your children suffer and not feeling like you can do something about it. And this is why even, you know, at our seminars, like with Relationship Rescue, what people don't recognize sometimes, most of the time actually, is that when the physical body has symptoms, that the symptoms are very rare. Rarely physical at root cause. And so many times there's emotional or psychological or psychic energies coming in. And what I was picking up is, like, a lot of us are very busy right now. And, you know, when you have little kids and they're in sports and, you know, school's wrapping up and everybody's having exams, etc., children really are not able to take a sick day unless they get sick. Whereas adults can kind of fudge it. And so we just want to strengthen the children that, you know, that if they're feeling overwhelmed, that's what I'm getting, is that there's a lot of overwhelm in the children right now because they're anticipating getting off of school for the summer, et cetera. You know that feeling when you're something really great's going to happen and you can hardly wait to, you know, have that time to yourself in the summer, but at the same time you have to get through, you know, exams and recitals and graduations and all of that to take the next steps. We just want to strengthen all the students out there, you know, getting through like this final part of school and moving into, summer. And what comes up is a lack of daily routine, because when people have a regular routine and then that routine is changed, a lot of times it weakens people. So we want to strengthen everybody out there. And you and I were talking about that a lot. Do you want to talk about daily routine, like what you can do first thing in the morning to set your intention for your day so your day goes smoother?
Sure. People have to understand that stuff. Like, it took me quite a while to understand that if something is not what you call real yet, basically speaking, you have not lived through it yet. It was not something you experienced yet. Then it's way easier to choose and to send your energy there in order to make it happen. So if you wake up in the morning and you set your alarm 5 minutes, just 5 minutes earlier, and just stay in bed or pee first, come back into bed, right? Because a lot of people wake up and they go like, oh, I can't concentrate. Go for doing that and come back. And then think about your day and think about how would you want to have your day? Like, what would you like to feel that day? You want to be happy that day, or you want to be all excited about something? And then take the major event of that day. You might have to go to the office, or you might to get some certain paper, or you might want to hand in your tickets because you whatever. And choose, how do you want this to be, to happen? So you want to choose before it actually happens in your life, because then it will come in a way that it benefits you. A lot of people do that on a subconscious level, but just the other way around. They wake up and they worry about how this meeting with their boss gonna go, and they picture themselves all bad stuff that could happen, and then they see themselves getting fired, see their wife's gonna leave them, and they see themselves out of the street. That goes in milliseconds. And they choose to right now, but they're choosing a different energy. They're choosing an energy they don't want to. So once they get into their boss's office, they'll be yelled at, it will be not nice and all that. So choose before, and do this in the morning. Choose how you want your day. And set an intention and boost that intention. Now, how to set this intention, how to boost it, you'll come to the seminar. We'll show you that there because it takes a little bit. Can't do it in like 2 minutes. But then you get better at it and you get more efficient. And then you can go and correct what's in the way of having your day the day you want to and so forth. And all this has been done in 5 minutes. Think about it.
Why is it that people have a tendency to always go to like, oh, this is
going
to happen? And why is that?
That's something I can tell you. And it's because of evolution. If you take a cat and you yell at her in some corner, she probably won't go to that corner again because they realize something bad happened there and I want to avoid it in order to survive. And that's a smart mechanism that you avoid pain. But as a human being, we kind of grow beyond that. And we have the ability of a god, so to speak. We can steer our reality. That doesn't mean we steer the reality for everybody. We'll just steer our part. You got to look at it this way. There's a big cake, and everything is on that cake. But some piece is your own world, your reality. And as long as you don't compare yourself with others, you're the king in that reality. So if you choose, you'll get what you want. But if you're still in that habit of a lot of the animal being in you avoiding pain or danger, then you will still run thoughts of, oh, I'm going to not do this, or hopefully that this doesn't happen, which an animal doesn't do. It. The animal just avoids in the corner. It doesn't think at night in bed or when he lays down about the corner, oh, my God, I might go run in that corner tomorrow. No, it doesn't. It just realizes once it gets closer, oh, I don't want that, and it leaves. So a human being can project everything in the future, so they put their worries into that, and that makes it worse.
Yeah, there's the number one weakness for all children is a mother's worry, really, because if a mother can't see a bright future for her children, then who's going to?
You know, speaking of, that's your new book, right? And I don't know how to put the finger on it. It's so cool. I'm glad that I was one of those people who could read it before it comes out. And I'm telling you, everybody listening, get this book. That's the, even though if you don't, might not be understanding everything Colette talks about, because she gets very specific also in that book, it corrects you while just reading it. Or you just grab it, put it in the same room. I have had people just sitting next to the manuscript you did send me, and they were saying, what's going on, Mark? Are you correcting me and stuff? Because I usually do. And I said, no, I haven't been doing yet. I said, oh, you just sit next to the book. It is already starting.
Well, the reason for that is because words are energy and information is energy. So right now on this planet, we have never enjoyed such access to information as we have now, as we remember history anyway. And so when we have all this information coming in, that is energy. And every single word you use has energy. Every single word you read has energy. And that's why you can actually shift energy through your words, which is really cool. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. Thrilled to connect with all of you. And I'm happy to say, yes, my long-awaited book is coming out. It's just about it's in the formatting stage, should be out in the next week or so, available in print, week or two at the most. Word of warning, reading this book may trigger the shift out of you. We'll be back.
It will.
Guess you wonder where I've been. I searched to find the love within.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with
Dr. Love's Quickies. Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
1230 WBLQ.
Just mad about saffron.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have my guest here with me. I'm happy to say Mark Kettenbach from Germany. It's so great to have you in Canada, Mark, and to share space with you on the stage at the upcoming seminar. It's always so much fun to, you know, share this information with people and watch as people actually shift before our eyes and have all these great results. And we were talking before the break about, you know, in the morning, what you can do with your daily routine. What about at the end of the day?
Yeah, that's cool you mentioned it. By the way, I can't wait that we are on stage again, because I never had so much fun like teaching seminars if the two of us do. So that'll be really, really cool. It will be great next
Thank
week.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. Well, what can you do it before you go to bed? See, a good thing is if you choose what you want the day to be in the morning, it is the best thing you could do before you go to sleep. Have some gratitude for what happened during that day. So you might want to think about 5 to 10 things you kind of experienced that day and be thankful for it, and set this energy out, boost it again, and you'll realize you get yourself more and more onto a different frequency, which is the frequency of gratitude and the frequency of how you have like fun and what you like in life. So according to the law of resonance, you'll get more and more of that frequency.
And a lot of times it's really funny, people really worry about sleep. I get that a lot, like, oh, you know, I didn't get my 8 hours sleep. And as you know, I'm not that big of a fan of sleep.
No, you're not.
So, you know, people assume when they're sleeping that they're resting. But in actual fact, you know, you have your subconscious mind that is made up of your thoughts from when you were raised up to about the age of 6 or 7. And then you've got your unconscious mind, which is your thoughts that come from your spiritual experiences and psychic experiences. And then you've also got your conscious mind. So the only one that's asleep is your conscious mind. The other two are still going strong. So if you set your, before you go to sleep, if you review your day and you review your day with gratitude and you feel that in your heart, then your subconscious mind and unconscious mind are going to be busy looking for those experiences for you to be with that evening while your conscious mind is asleep. And it's a lot easier to, if you get in the habit of this, to wake up in the morning and realize, hey, I feel really good this morning. You know, people rarely, like if they have something really fun to do and they're really excited about going on a vacation or whatever, it's really easy to jump out of bed and get going, if you may notice. But if you have a day that you're kind of dreading and you're thinking, oh, I don't want to do this and I don't want to hang out with these people and I don't want to go to work and I hate my job and all of these things that people say to themselves, what is there to get up for? And so many times when people have trouble sleeping, it's actually a weakness to trouble waking up. And so they would prefer to be asleep and not have to get up in the morning because they're dreading their day. So let's just clear that. That energy is coming in really big right now, just from the collective influence right now. I can just feel it. And so, you know, energetically, the reason we can tune in, what I call the higher self network, is, you know, tuning in on a different level and getting in touch with your true self and what your heart wants. Not what people tell you you should be doing, not what your parents told you you should be when you grow up, but what your heart, what your soul wants to be able to enjoy life. And that's what we're here for. And the more that you're in that space and the more that you are in your heart and you are doing and being the person that you came here to be, the happier you will be. And actually not just happy, but joyful. And, you know, that's why you and I, like, because we were talking about this, like, you know, the travel with the seminars, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to travel. I want to do it online. And you know, yeah. Mark and I hear you, we're going to do an online program because we understand traveling is expensive, et cetera. Having said that, the best investment that you can make is an investment in yourself.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, think about it. If you never leave home and stuff and you look back to your life, you're not going to regret what you've done. You will regret the stuff you didn't do.
Yeah. And very few people on their deathbed are saying, I wish I would have worked more.
Yeah, right. That's true. And if I look at us two, we met 2009 on a seminar in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Who had thought back then that 2015 we'll run seminars together, have a whole new concept of how to shift energy and all that. So if you, what I'm saying is, for all those people who want to have a major change, for all those people who don't know what they would love to do because they don't like their job, for all those people who haven't found the right partner yet, this is a very good way to get all of this in one event. You go to the seminar, you get shifted, you meet people, you can take so much out of there. And you get outside of your home for a while, you get a different perspective, and you see different things, you get into areas you might never been before. I always travel in terms of if there's a seminar I hold or a seminar I want to attend. Now I'm going to go at the end of the year to Peru because I want to see a shaman there. So I'm going to see parts of Peru, and in August I'm going to go to South France because I do a martial art camp down there, self-defense. And I also have free time then to experience the surrounding, the area. But I would never just fly and rest my butt on the ocean to boil in the sun for 2 weeks. You can do that, 2 days. You can do that after the seminar or before, but then do something that makes you grow and you'll realize you change. On a rapid scale.
Yeah, that's what I love about it, is because you and I have both experienced this so much. That's why it's kind of almost like the driving force is actually watching people around you shift. And the thing is what people sometimes don't understand is that when there's energetic shift happening, it's happening, it's a two-way street. So every time you and I share information at a seminar and we experience the people there, those people are also empowering us to get better at what we want to do. And the people that I have met at the seminars that I've attended in, you know, in the last decade, I've traveled a lot and met a lot of people. Those people are like so much fun to be around. They're fun to talk to. It's interesting. It's challenging. It's not always easy. Because
well,
as
yeah,
I
it's
said,
like the whole scale of emotions at the seminar, especially if it's relationship rescue. But hey, there's some tears and there's laughter, there's fun, and people at the end, all of them said that was the most intense experience they had and so much in their lives changed. So what do you want more than that?
Absolutely. And that change can be like, you know, after the last seminar in Vancouver, we had property sold and people moved, you know, different people moved their into new homes. We have a baby on the way. We have, you know, like
we have a person who got pregnant, had the problem before that her husband even didn't want to touch her. So there's a lot of stuff changing, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. And I want to thank you for being on the show today. If you can imagine, we've already run out of time here.
Oh, really?
Or we're about to run
that
out of time.
Fast.
Even though there is no time, there is time in radio land. So, you know, and I just wanted to say, you know, what a pleasure it is to have you on the show and a pleasure to share this information with people with you. It's always fun. It's always challenging. And it's one of my, you know, really favorite things to do is to share information with people that will shift them into a better way of enjoying their life more and, you know, being better to the people around them too. When you're strong within yourself, you shine that out to people and you strengthen the people around you. And so, you know, it's been a pleasure to connect with all of you on the show here. If you would like to come to the event on June 10th in Vancouver, if you're in the area, you can email at info@thetruthisfunny and receive free tickets. And we would be happy to have you there. This is Colette Marie Stephan on The Truth is Funny, Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you so much, and we will see you next week and make some more shift happen.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.